Shalom to all! In today's Afiyom Mishnah, we're going to learn Maseches Vachim, Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel, all the way through Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey. And we began the Perek by saying, Ezu Mekomin Shal Zvachim, what's the proper place of Karbonos? And we went through a very detailed description of the whole setup of the Azara and explained that every single Karbon has a place where it needs to be shechted and a specific way that the blood needs to be applied. And we had differentiated between Kachay Kachim and Kachim Kalim, which is a higher and lower level of Kedusha of Karbonos. And we're in the middle of discussing Kachay Kachim, the higher level, and we had said that they need to be shechted in the tzafon, which is the right side of the azara. So we continue with this. Mishnah Gimel says, chatos at tzibur v'ayachid, a carbon chatos, which is for the tzibur, it's for the congregation, or a carbon chatos, which is for an individual. And we detail, eluhein chatos at tzibur, these are the carbonos chatos, which are going to be brought for the tzibur, si'ir rosh chadashim, the goats that are brought on rosh chodesh, v'shal moedos, and those that are brought on yamim toivim. These are the carbonos musaf of rosh chodesh and yamtif. These are a chatos, and they're for the tzibur, shchitasan b'tzibur. The shechted in the north, and the Kabbalah's Hadam is done in a klisharis and a holy vessel in the north. Now here we get something that we have not encountered yet. The blood needs four applications to the four corners of the Mizbeach. So let's try to remember our description of the Mizbeach. We had said that the ramp of the Mizbeach was in the southern part of the Azara, so that means that a Kayin who's standing by the ramp of the Mizbeach is facing north, east is towards his right, that's the entrance to the Azara, and west is towards his left, which is the entrance of the Heichal. So the Mishnah describes, Ketzad, how's this done? What does that mean? That there's four blood applications to the four corners of the Mizbeach. So all about Kevesh, the Kohen walks up the ramp of the Mizbeach, not all the way, about halfway up the Mizbeach, there's a little pathway off towards the right, and that's when the Mishnah tells us, Upanala Soivev, now he turned to the Soivev. Soivev means to go around. And this is a little path about halfway up the height of the Mizbeach, which was an Amma wide, pretty narrow, and as he walks along, Ubal Loyla Karen Dremis Mizrachis, he now encounters the southeastern corner of the Mizbeach, because since he turned towards the right, and right is east, so now he encounters the southeastern corner, he does a blood application there, he continues walking along, and he hits Mizrachas Tzvainis, the northeastern corner, does a blood application there, now he makes a left, and then he reaches the next corner, which is Tzvainis Maravis, the northwestern corner, he makes another left, and he reaches the last corner, Maravis Drymis, the southwestern corner, and he finished doing his four blood applications on the four corners. What does he do with the leftover blood? Shiyare Hadam Hayashoyfech Hayusay Duraymi. The rest of the blood is poured on the southern base of the Mizbeach. Yesterday we had mentioned extra blood being poured on the western base. That's where the main part of the base of the Mizbeach is. However, it did wrap around a little bit towards the southern corner, so that's where he's pouring the extra blood over here. And here also we encounter our first carbon, which is able to be eaten. These carbonos chatos are eaten within the curtains. That's what klayim means. This is referring to the Mishkan. The chatzar, the courtyard of the Mishkan, was surrounded by curtains, and the same thing applies to the Beis HaMikdash, that these karbonos are only eaten within the Mishkan or Beis HaMikdash compound, and also lezichrei kuhuna, only eaten by male kaihanim. It's not allowed to be eaten by their wives or daughters, and b'chol machol, it could be eaten any which way, it could be roasted or cooked, and l'yoyim v'layla, ad chatzois, it could only be eaten for one day and a night up until chatzois, which means it's allowed to be eaten the day that this karbon is brought, that's the yoyim, and the night afterwards, only up until chatzois, which is halfway through the night. Moving on to Mishnah Dalet with more karbonos, ha'ayla, a karbon ayla, Kachay Kadashim, that's also considered Kachay Kachim, and as we already know about Kachay Kachim, Shchitasam Batzafon, it's shechted in the north, which is the right side of the Azara, Kibul Dam V'Chisharis Batzafon, its blood is caught in the Klisharis in the northern part, and here we have another type of blood application, which we have not gotten to yet, V'dam Aton Shtei Matanos Shehin Arba, its blood needs two blood applications, which is four. We have mentioned this previously in the Masechta, albeit briefly, that Shtaim Shehin Arba is when blood is sprinkled at the corner of the Mizbeach, it splashes onto two of the walls, so if that's done twice, that means it hits all four walls. Which corners does it get done to? So that's Mizrachas Tzvainis, the northeastern corner, and Maravis Droimis, which is the southwestern corner. It's these two corners that it's sprinkled on. And also, Utuuna Hefshet, Venituach, V'chol Ishem. A carbon oila needs Hefshet, we have to flay it, which means we have to peel all of its skin off of it. It also needs Nituach, which means it has to be cut up into certain pieces. And Chol Ishem means it's put on the Mizbeach and completely burned by fire. Now we know something unique to the carbon oila, that all the meat is completely burned on the Mizbeach. And we keep discussing Kachay Kachim. Here's the last of them. And the Mishnah tells us, Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur Va'ashamais. The Shlamim, there are Karbon Tzibur and Ashamais. What type of Shlamim are Karbon Tzibur? Usually Shlamim is a Karbon Yachid. So that's the two Kvasim, the two lambs that are brought on Shavuos. And then we also have a Karbon Asham, which is brought for a particular Avera. That's what the Mishnah clarifies. Eluhein Ashamais. These are the Karbonis Asham. Number one is Asham Gezelois. This is an Asham that has to do with Gazel. Namely, somebody demanded money from another. For example, Reuven told Shimon, you owe me money. Shimon swore false falsely that he doesn't owe money, and then later on he admitted that he swore falsely, so he has to bring this carbon called Hashem Gzelois. Then there's something called Hashem Me'ilois, which is a person accidentally was Mael Behektish, he misappropriated Hektish, or Hashem Shiv Charufa. This Hashem of Shiv Charufa, which is if we have a non-Jewish maidservant, she's half freed, half maidservant still, and a Jewish man is Bael her, he has to bring this carbon. Hashem Nazir, this is a carbon the Nazir has to bring if he becomes Tamei Mace in the middle of his Naziros. Hashem Mitzayra, this is the Hashem that a Mitzayra brings after he becomes Tahar from his Saras. And Hashem Tali, this is the last of the Hashemites, which is a carbon a person brings when he's suffic whether or not he was Iver and Iver B'shaigeg. In all these cases, Shechitas Matzafin, they're Shechit in the northern part, V'kibudam V'chlisharis Matzafin, and the blood is caught in Klisharis in the northern part, because again, it's Kachay Kachim, V'damaton, Shtematon, Shein Arba, and the blood has to be sprinkled, Shnaim Shein Arba, which is on the two corners, and V'nechal Lefnim HaKlaim, the meat is eaten within the Klaim, within the curtains, L'zichre Kuna, only by male Kaihanim, not by the females, B'chal Machal, it can be eaten any which way, roasted or cooked, L'yom V'layla, for day and night, Ad Chatzais, up until Chatzais. Now moving on to discuss Kachim Kalim. Mishnah Vav tells us, HaToida Ve'el Nazir Kachim Kalim, a carbon Toida, which you know is brought for one of four reasons. If a person was very sick and he got healed, he got let out of jail, he successfully went on an ocean journey, or he crossed over the desert, all these one brings a carbon Toida, or the ram of a Nazir, which is when he's a Nazir, and he finishes the whole period of Naziris, he brings his ram. Kachim Kalim, these are Kachim Kalim, they're a lower level. Shechitasim Bechol Makim Bazara, they can be shechted anywhere in the Azara. They don't have to be shechted on the northern part of the Azara, they can be shechted anywhere. V'damaton, Shtematon, Shein Arba, the blood has to be sprinkled, Shtam Shein Arba, on the two corners, which hits four walls. B'necholin Bechol Ha'ir, they could be eaten throughout the entire city, through all of Yerushalayim. Also, L'chol Adam, they could be eaten by anybody. They're not just eaten by Kaihanim, like previous Kabbalists we've mentioned. They could be eaten by anyone. And Bechol Ma'chol, they could be eaten any which way. They could be roasted, cooked, however it is. Also, L'yoyim V'layla Ad Chatzois, for day and night up until Chatzois. Now, here we have something else that we haven't had before. Hamura Mehem Kayotze Behem, that which is separated or lifted from them is just like them. Muram is Lashon of Truma. Truma is something that's separated, it's designated, it's put to the side because given to Kaihanim, and that's what Hamuram is over here too. Parts of these karbanos were given to the Kaihanim, that's specifically the chaza and the shaik, the chest and the leg, and we're saying that that has the same exact din as we just mentioned, that it could be eaten in Yerushalayim, it could be eaten by males and females, and we just clarify, Elish Hamuram Nechol Kaihanim, that which is separated is only eaten by Kaihanim, not by non-Kaihanim, but it's also eaten, Lenushem, Levneim, Levdehem, their wives, children, and Avadim could eat it, as opposed to the other karbanos that we mentioned Kaihanim eat, that it's only Lezichrei Kahuna, for male Kaihanim, these parts of the Toida and the El Nazir that are given to Kaihanim could be eaten by the Kayan's entire family, not just the males. Now we go on to discuss the last of the Karbanos. The Mishnah tells us, Shlomim Kachim Kalim, a carbon Shlomim is considered Kachim Kalim, Shechitas Mechol Makom Azara, it could be shechted anywhere in the Azara, as we already learned, that Kachim Kalim don't have to be shechted in the northern part, they could be shechted anywhere. V'damaton Shtei Matanos Shein Arba, the blood is sprinkled with two matanos that turns into four, again, that's on the two corners that splits into the four walls. V'nechom Bechol Ir, could be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, L'chol Adam, by anyone, B'chol Machol, be cooked anyway. And here we have something that we haven't had before, L'shnei Yamim V'layla Echad, a carbon Shlamim could be eaten for 2 days and one night. So the day that it's brought, that night, and the entire next day, a carbon Shlamim is allowed to be eaten. And also, as we saw in the previous Mishnah, Hamur Mehem Kayotze Behem, that which is being separated from them, has the same exact dinim as the rest of the carbon, Ela, Shamurim Nechol Kayhanim, L'shem L'vneim L'avdeim, except that which is lifted, as we said, is the chaz and the shaik, the chest and the leg, that's given to the Kayhanim and eaten by them, and it also could be eaten by their wives, children, and slaves. And on to Mishnah Ches, HaBechor V'HaMaser V'HaPesach. We have these three karbanos left. A Bechor is a firstborn male kosher animal. Maser is Maser Behema. That's when a person takes all the new animals born to them that year. They count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, and the 10th one is Maser Behema. And Pesach is the carbon Pesach that's brought near Pesach and eaten Lel Pesach. So all these Kachim Kalim are considered Kachim Kalim. Shechitas V'Chamak Mazar. They can be shechted anywhere in the Azar of a Domaton Matana Achas, and their blood only needs one Matana, one blood application. Ubavachitin Kenegra Yisoid, but it has to be done by the Yisoid, by the base of the Mizbeach. Now, Shina Bachilasan, there is a slight difference in regards to their eating. Habachar Nechal Kehanim, a Bachar firstborn animal is only eaten by Kehanim. However, a Meister Lechal Adam, Meister Behema animal, could be eaten by anyone. Now, here's where the similarities are. Benachon Bachal Ir, they can be eaten anywhere in the city of Yerushalayim. Bachal Maichal, they can be eaten any which way. Lashne Yamim, Laila Echad, for 2 nights and for 1 day. However, a Pesach, a Karim Pesach, in an Echal El Balaila, it's only eaten during the night of Pesach. It's only eaten up until Chatzos. As we know, a lot of people stress, you have to eat your afikomen by Chatzos. So Karm Pesach was only allowed to be eaten until Chatzos. And Ve'inu Nechal El Lemnuyav, it was only eaten by people who were registered to it. You have to be registered to a Karm Pesach to be able to eat from it. And Ve'inu Nechal El Tzali, it could only be roasted. It's not allowed to be eaten cooked. It has to be eaten roasted. And so that's something unique by Karm Pesach. And this mishnah is really somewhat of a continuation of the previous parak. The Mishnah tells us, Kachi Kachim Shchatan Bereshit Mizbeach. Kachi Kachim that was shechted at the top of the Mizbeach. We know from the previous parak that Kachi Kachim should be shechted in the Tzofen of the Azara, which is the north or the right hand side of the Azara, but instead he shechted it on top of the Mizbeach. What's the din? So Rabbi Yossi says, Kilo Nishchatu Batzofen, it was as if it was shechted in the north. Whereas Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, he says, Mechatim Mizbeach Vlat Tzofen, Katzofen. From the half of the Mizbeach, which is towards the Tzofen, which is basically the back half of the Mizbeach, so that's just like the Tzofen, that's fine. Whereas Mechatim Mizbeach Ladarim, Kadarim, the half of the Mizbeach, which is towards the south, which is basically the left hand part of the Mizbeach, that's the beginning, that's like the south, and then his Shechita is not kosher, and they both argue and just how to understand the Psukim. Onto something else we haven't spoken about previously, Hamenachos, carbon mincha, which is basically flour and oil, Hayunik Matzis, Bechal Makam Bazara, the Kemitza could be taken out any place in Azara. The Kemitza was basically a fistful taken out by the Kayin, and that was burned on the Mizbeach, and that could be taken any place in Azara, Vinacholin, Lefinim and Aklayim, and the leftovers, the Shirayim, whatever's left in the bowl after the Kemitza was taken out, that's eaten only within the Kayin, within the curtains, meaning within the Azara, Lezichre Kahuna, only by male Kayhanim, Bechal Machol, it could be cooked any which way, Leyaim, for a day, Velayla, and the night, at Chatzais, up until Chatzais. Now moving on to the Avodah of another carbon, this is the first time we've encountered a bird carbon. Mishnah Beis tells us, Chatas Ha'if, a Chatas, which is a bird, the bird that we're referring to is not a chicken or a rooster, they did not bring those as carbonos, it was either a dove or a turtle dove or a pigeon, some bird like that. Ha'isa Nases al Karen Duremis Marhavis, its Avodah was done by the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. So remember, like we described in the previous parak, that when a Kohen was facing the Mizbeach, he was standing by the bottom of the ramp, he's in the south of the Azara, which is the left-hand side, he's facing north, which is the right-hand side, so that means that the southwestern corner would be the corner immediately to his left, and that's where its Avodah was done. Now really, B'chol Makom Asik Sheira, it's kosher to begin the Avodah of the Chatas Ha'if anywhere in the Azara, El Azari Makaimah, it's just that this place, the southwestern corner, that was its place for Azah, for the sprinkling of its blood, that's where the Chatas Ha'if would be done. Now once we mention this Karen Dremis Maravis, the southwestern corner, we continue discussing it. There are three things that this corner of the Mizbeach was used for, three below and three above. Now, what does it mean above and below? So there was this line called the Chut HaSikra, which divided the Mizbeach in half, the upper half and the lower half, so the three things that were done above it and three things were done below it. Milamaton, below the Chut HaSikra, the bottom half is Chat HaSa'if VeHa'agashais, when a carbon mincha was brought next to the Mizbeach, and Ushiari Hadam, leftovers of blood of other carbonos, was poured over there. Now, Milamalon, what was done above the Chut HaSikra in the southwestern corner, Nisuch HaMayim, the water libations that were done only on Sukkos, V'Hayayin, and wine libations that were brought with a lot of carbonos, the Oilas Ha'if, Kshi Rabba Ba'Mizrach, and Oilas Ha'if, meaning a bird carbon that was an Oila, not a Chatos, but it was an Oila. There's too many of them being done in the Mizrach, in the eastern part, so they were able to come to the southwestern part of the Mizbeach and do them over there. In the previous mission, we learned about the Chatos Ha'if and other Avodas as well that were done B'Keren Mizrachas Droimis in the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. And remember, that's the corner on the left-hand side, closest to the beginning of the Mizbeach. That mission shows the difference between this Avodah and other Avodahs. Kol Oilam LaMizbeach, anything that's brought up to the Mizbeach, or anyone that's going on top of the Mizbeach, if the Kohen has to go up onto the Mizbeach for whatever reason, Oilam Derech Yamin, they go up on the right, which means when they're walking up the Kevesh, up the ramp in the Mizbeach, they walk up on the right-hand side, kind of like how we drive our cars nowadays, you're always driving on the right-hand side, unless of course you live in England and then everything's backwards. Umakifin, then they go around V'yardin Derech Smol, and they go down the left-hand side, which basically means they're going up the right-hand side of the ramp. When they get to the top of the Mizbeach, they make a right, then they follow the wall all along. From there, they're going to be making a whole bunch of lefts until they get all the way till the end of the Mizbeach on the other side, and then they go down the left side of the ramp. So everyone's going to do that, chutz, except for min ha'oil l'shloshet dvar melu, for somebody going up for these three things. Remember, in the previous mission, we had mentioned three different things that are going to be brought on the Karen Mizrachas Droimis, the southwestern corner, above the halfway mark. So that means the Kohen has to go to the top in the Mizbeach. How does he do that? They go up and turn around and go back the same way they came, which means they walk up the left side of the ramp, turn immediately to their left, which is where the Karen Mizrachas Droimis is, and then they do whatever they have to do, and then turn right back around and go right back down the same way that they came up, which is the left-hand side, and that's because since they're doing this Avodah on the left-hand side of the Mizbeach anyway, they don't have to go up, make a right, and make this huge circle all the way around the top. They just go up the left-hand side and make a left. Now, moving on to Mishnah Dalet, we pick up to where we had left off. We had a little bit of a diversion because we had mentioned Chatas Ha'if and how its Avodah was done by Karen Mizrachas Droimis, and then we started talking about other Avodahs that were done by Karen Mizrachas Droimis. So now we get back to Chatas Ha'if and we get into all the details. Chatas Ha'if, Ketzad Ha'isa Nases, how is a carbon Chatas, which was a bird, done? Hayim Malik as Rosh Mimul Arpa. He would do Malika to its head head on the back of its neck. Now, Malika, says the Gemara, is one of the most difficult avodas in the entire Beis HaMikdash. It was a very complicated avodah in which the Kohen would hold the bird in his left hand, basically grasping its wings and its body and its head all in one complicated hold in the left hand, and the back of its neck was exposed. And then he would take his right hand, specifically his right thumbnail, which was very long and sharp, and use that as a knife to cut the back of the bird's neck. Now, here's an important akuda. Ve'enoy mavdil, he doesn't separate it, which means he only cuts one of the simonim. We have the kun and the veshit, the trachea and the esophagus. He only cuts one of those. He doesn't completely sever the head. Then what does he do? Umazam yidam al ker mizbeach. He sprinkles from its blood onto the wall of the mizbeach, which is by the southwestern corner on the bottom half of it. Shiare hadam, the rest of the blood. What does he do? Hayimismatza al yasoid. He squeezes it onto the yasoid. And what's done with the rest of the bird? Eilam mizbeach al adama. The only part of the bird that's going on the mizbeach is its blood. Vakula, the rest of the bird, lokayhanim, is for the kayhanim. They get to eat it. And we can use discussing bird karbonos. We already learned about chatas ha'if in detail. Now we're going to be learning about oilas ha'if, and we're going to see how it differs from chatas ha'if. And so Mishnah says, oilas ha'if ketzar sanases, a karbon oila, which is a bird. How is it done? So alba kevesh upanala soivev. First of all, the kohen walks up the ramp, and then he goes to the soivev. What's the soivev? So his mizbeach was very tall, and a little bit more than halfway up, there was the soivev, which was this little pathway that went around the entire mizbeach, which was 6 amas off the floor. That's pretty high. And since the dam of the oilas ha'if has to be applied to the upper half of the mizbeach, so that's why the kohen would walk up the ramp, turn towards the right, and go onto the soivev. So now he's on the upper half. Then what does he do? Baloy lekeren joimus mizraches. He comes to the southeastern corner of the mizbeach, which is that first one on his right. He's not walking on the soivev for too long. And then hayamalikas reisha mimol arpa. He does malika to the head of the bird on the back of its neck. Remember we described yesterday that malika is a very difficult thing. He holds the bird in this complicated hold in the left hand, and he cuts the back of its neck with his fingernail with his right hand. So he does malika to the back of its neck. Umavdil, and he separates the head, which means he cuts both simanim, both the kun and the veshit, the trachea and the esophagus. That's unlike the chatas ha'if where he only cuts one. Then what does he do? Umematza is dam al ker mizbeach. He takes the body of the bird and he squeezes blood onto the wall of the mizbeach. Then natal sarosh, he takes the head. Vehikif basically cuts the mizbeach. He puts the area that had malika done to it, meaning basically the open part of the head that was just cut, and he places that against the mizbeach and squeezes some blood out. Then usvaga b'melach, he covers the head in salt, uzrak al gabi ishim, and throws it onto the fire. Now balay laguf, he turns towards the body of the bird. Vehaser es hamura ves hanoitza ves bnei me'ayim hayotzim ima. He removes these three things. The mura is the crop. It's basically like the front chest part of the bird. He takes that off of the bird, and the feathers, the noitza, that's that area also of the bird, and all the insides, the bnei me'ayim, that come along with it. Vehishlichon lebeis hadashen, and he throws him to the beis hadashen, which is right below him on the floor of the hazara. And actually the Gemara tells us that benes, all of this was swallowed into the floor. It didn't just stay there. And then afterwards, now he has the rest of the bird in his hand. Shisa, he splits it in half by the wings. However, v'loy hevdil, he doesn't break it into two totally separate pieces. He pulls it open a little bit. Vim hevdil, however, if he did separate it into two totally pieces, kosher, it's fine, it's kosher. And then usfagim emelach, he covers the entire bird with salt. Uzrak al gabi ishim, and he throws it on the fire, because again, it's an oila, and we know that an oila is completely burned. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with the Mishnah Vav. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.